how are things going in the WIT Plus program sign up right now?
Well, WIT Plus, obviously, we're trying to clean up. We still have outstanding applications that county offices are trying to work through. We are narrowing that scope, and obviously that's very important because of quality loss adjustment. We're trying to clean that up as well so we can finalize all the assistance that we were trying to provide and put out the door for our customers.
Yeah, I think the last time we visited, there were two states we were still waiting on, right? Indiana, and then there was another. It sounds like both of those states are still working through some things. Is that right?
Well, actually, I've got good news. The list that we talked about last time were those that were on a register and that we had not gotten into our system. And so I've got really good news in the sense that we only really have nine outstanding applications currently from one of those states. And so they're really making a good progress with regard to getting those completed. Obviously, we have around 23,000 that are in the system that we're processing. Not all those are probably going to result in a payment, but they are being worked on, and we're trying to narrow them. So we've got various categories of the stage. Since October the 30th, we closed sign up. That meant that some producers were not able to get in, be serviced by the office because of the number of demand that we had out there. And so they went on a register. We've narrowed those down, like I've indicated, down to nine. So we've knocked that portion off. Now they're in the system. It gives us the ability to really monitor them a lot closer for those that are still outstanding. And so we're really starting to get on top of these applications and get them processed.
So I visited with North Dakota Senator John Hoeven earlier this week, just right after he'd met with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Hoeven was telling me that FSA was coming up short on the funds for the WIT Plus and QLA programs. If that's the case, Steve, I wondered why FSA was short.
Well, I think one of the big things that we're finding, we've been trying to, for Senator Hoeven's office and for, folks on the Hill, we've been trying to give them good estimates with regard to the need. Back in November, we had estimated a total of roughly 200,000 applications that would be processed. We had 100,000 that was, I'm going to use approximations because obviously I don't have those specific numbers right in front of me, but we had about 100,000 we already had in the system that were paid. We had about 100,000 that were either on the register. I think a high number of 60,000 were on a register, 30,000 were in the system, and so we've narrowed that down. What we found, though, obviously, as with anything, because we didn't have a real good handle on those 60,000 that were on a register, because that's all manual, we're finding that we had actually more applications than what we anticipated. Back in November, we indicated there were 200,000. Right now, we're sitting at there's 231,000 231,000 applications that have been processed. So what we're finding is there was a higher demand than what we estimated. And so, taking that into consideration, obviously we still have to pay the remaining 50% on the 2019 WIT Plus applications, and also take into consideration the demand for our quality loss adjustment program. We do believe there's a good chance that we could be running short. We've got a range. What we shared with the senator's office was a range in demand, but really we won't know the final number until we can get all these applications processed and the QLA sign-up completed.
Senator Hoeven had mentioned maybe on the short end, because we'd asked him, how much money was needed, and he told us around $300 million on the light end and maybe another $1.5 billion on the heavier end. Was that right?
Yep, that was spot on. He gave you the numbers we had shared with him, yes.
Okay, that's a lot of demand out there for these ad hoc programs.
It is. We're hoping that it's on the much narrower side. The other thing that we've worked with the senator on is obviously, recognizing the fact that the QLA program, when it was first stood up, was requiring a lot of documentation. And, the only way you could be eligible if you had documentation of both the price decline as a result of those quality conditions, along with the quality adjustments or the discounts that were identified. And so what we found out very quickly is the fact that because the conditions were so widespread, a lot of the warehouses, a lot of the elevators actually just visually looked at the commodity and decided, you know, this really is not, doesn't have the quality for it to go for either milling wheat, et cetera. And so it was sold for feed. And so a lot of producers are not becoming eligible as a result of that documentation, the actions that were taken at the time that they were delivering it to the elevator. So based on that, based on feedback we were getting from the state, North Dakota, along with stakeholders, you know, we reevaluated that policy and basically have issued clarifications to the field to allow some exceptions in those areas where there was widespread identification of these quality conditions. So, you know, we are probably going to see a higher demand for QLA as a result of us alleviating some of those very stringent documentation requirements.
And I think one of the big questions around here, Steve, for farmers is, will they still be able to get the remaining half of the 2019 WIP Plus program payments? We've talked about that a lot, you and I have, in the last few months.
Yes, yes, we have. And obviously, we won't know the total. You know, our goal, I'll just tell you what our goal is. It is really to have all states have WIP Plus completed by April 9th. Like I indicated, we're roughly around 23,000 applications that still need to be processed. Not all of those will go and be paid, like I indicated. And then, of course, April 9th is the deadline for our QLA sign-up. And so we're hoping that in late April, we'll have a really good assessment of what the demand was for WIP Plus, what those outstanding payments included, and then also what the demand is for the quality loss adjustment program. And then we'll be able to do an assessment of, when you take QLA and WIP Plus, the remaining 2019, the 50% that we owe producers, ultimately we'll determine whether or not we have adequate funding. And if not, then we would go into the process of determining whether a factor should apply and what that level of factor should be.
Steve, is there any...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Oh, no, go right ahead.
I would say it's safe to say that producers in 2009 will receive additional money. Will they receive the full amount? That's the unknown part, but they definitely will receive an additional payment from FSA as a result of that outstanding 50% balance.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add on the QLA program or WIP Plus that we haven't talked about?
I think I just would, if you don't mind, I would really like to ask producers that if they'd come into the county office and didn't have that documentation and were turned away, we want to make certain that they have the opportunity to come back in the office, talk to the county, indicate, you know, that ultimately they were originally turned away because they didn't have that documentation that was required. They will work with you. The county office will work with you in identifying what documentation could be received or accepted from the elevator to substitute as documentation, hard documentation. And because I just don't want anyone to miss out on the ability or the opportunity to apply, especially as we're going through and clarifying this policy. And I think that's really, really critical.
The last time you and I visited, we'd also talked briefly about the coronavirus food assistance program. How soon do you think we could hear more regarding the implementation of those relief programs?
I will say very soon. We've really been working very, very hard at determining how we can phase out the CFAP assistance that was authorized under the Consolidated Appropriations Act. I would think in the very near future, the Secretary will be making an announcement with regard to various provisions of the Consolidated Appropriations Act. And, you know, that assistance will go out relatively quickly. We know that what's in there is the $20 top-up payment for row crop producers and also the flat rate commodities, in addition to a top-up payment for cattle. And ultimately, since that we have determined it does not require a rule, that'll be the first pieces that are actually rolled out, and I would just say they're coming very soon.
And Steve, finally, we know in COVID times, certain restrictions have been placed on local county offices at 25% in-person capacity working out of those county offices. Do we think that that could be adjusted at all since this is such a busy time for FSA?
I tell you, Kara, that's a perfectly timed question. We just went out yesterday. The department's been working very closely with the White House because we've gotten a lot of feedback from the congressional staff, from the stakeholders with regard to making certain that Farm Service Agency, Natural Resource Conservation Service, has the ability to provide service. And so we actually received earlier this week an exception from the White House. The Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area within USDA has received an exception to allow us to go to 50%, so actually doubling the staffing level. That will start on Monday, and then Monday, March the 22nd, and then we are also engaging on how we can start re-engaging visitors on an appointment basis so that our customers can gain access to our county offices. So we are starting to move in the right direction with regard to opening the service centers back up again, and I'm sure there'll be more information coming very soon as hopefully this pandemic continues to subside.